Daniel Brun, cut, carve, and grade.
Hector Zamora, stuck inflatable zeppelin. Installation of bars, Andrei Cădere, round bars of wood, 1970-1975.
All at Once, 55th Venice Biennale, 2013.
Hello, how did you get here?
Last June we met Alexandra Pirici and Manuel Pelmus, the two artists representing Romania at the 55th Venice Biennale. We met them together with curator Raluca Voina, whom they invited to curate the project for the Romanian National Pavilion, one of the most interesting, catchy and memorable ever since we've been visiting the Venice Biennale.
So we are proposing an immaterial retrospective of the Venice Biennale. So basically we took the Biennale as a starting point and we are enacting works with very few means, meaning the five human bodies for the whole duration of the exhibition during the opening hours from 10 to 6 o'clock. And we are enacting works from the beginning of the Biennale, from 1895 till today.
There are over 100 works, and this is maybe important that there are not only artworks, but also events or actions that took place and they're in close relation to the biennials. And we thought they're very relevant for the institution of the Biennale and for the history of the Biennale. So we also have, for example, a performance enacting protest slogans from the protest in 68, when the Biennale was occupied by protesters, and also artists joined in support. I think criteria was very subjective. Of course, we wanted also to have very big artists and big names and big works of art, but also less known ones or hardly visible ones, and artists from countries that were always underrepresented. And so it's a mixture of that.
It's not an academic research. We also had very little time for the project. The project was selected by the Ministry of Culture at the end of January. And since then we had to prepare everything. But we went for a few days in the archives to look at the photographic material, especially until the 60s, which is very hard to find otherwise. And even when we knew the artists who participated, it was very hard to find images with the exact work which was in the Biennale and with the way it looked there. This was somehow very important to be able to do this research. And actually, it was also very frustrating because you only open it like a Pandora box, you know, you realize how immense all this material it is, and then the selection becomes even tougher, I think. But in the end, I think it's a good balance between the different works, and it's not a corrective history of the Biennale, but more an illustration of how it actually was, that it was always a lot focused on European art and like Western European artists or North American, somehow illustrating the different relationships in the art world and in the political world, with its very long years of being very conservative and only showing figurative painting and sculpture, showing the avant-garde artists much later than when they were really, you know, working, or all these different but also interesting works which created some sort of breakthrough, experimental, or that were maybe produced here or shown here at the Biennale first, and then they created trends, let's say, in art. So it's this contradiction of the Biennale, and in the end gets to be shown here.
By proposing this retrospective, which is something, you know, almost impossible, it's something grandiose, or, you know, grandomaniac somehow, like, you know, it's monumental in a way. By proposing it first of all in a national pavilion of Romania, which is, you know, at the periphery of the European Union and so on, we were also authorizing ourselves to do that, so to have the biennial in the Romanian pavilion on one hand. So we were questioning who's authorized to, you know, write history and so on. And then also by, you know, dematerializing, proposing this immaterial aspect of a monumentality, we also wanted to transform it, you know, and to, in a way, subvert it.
Black!
White!
The exhibition called Seeing Ourselves was the first time Zimbabwean artists were present at the Biennale.
The selection of works and events they decided to reenact is significant in terms of subverting the criteria with which the history of art has been written. And the choice they made questioned the way we historicize the past and our own present.
Maurizio Catalan, the Ninth Hour, 1999. Exhibited within the Plateau of Humankind in 2001.
Maybe this is a good example in terms of historical consistency and like the choices we made in reference to the historical context and political context. For example, we have a period of time from 1932 to 1940 where the Biennale was somehow under this fascist regime and most of the pavilions were only showing works by the official artists of the regimes. And we, from that period of time, for example, we chose only to show or to enact sculptures or paintings of animals and to totally ignore, I don't know, artists that otherwise should have been mentioned, but they reproduced, you know, the ideological position of their regimes. Maybe this is interesting. We're also thinking that maybe we could choose works from this year's pavilions and incorporate them into the retrospective later on, maybe. So.
Hector Zamora, Stuck Inflatable Zeppelin. Installation of large zeppelins stuck between
the strength of this project is the simplicity of the means. Five bodies, we said, a set of very minimalist choreographies. The act of translating a piece of art into a performance is itself a consistent choice in terms of rewriting and reconceptualizing art history.
I think a lot of times, especially with works that are not in these easily translatable mediums like painting or sculpture where you just enact, well, it's not easily translatable, but still it's... With other works, I think it was kind of difficult because what we were trying to do was just to figure out what is the most important aspect of the work or like the essential part of it and maybe sometimes just find a different way of producing that idea or that concept. So we did that, I think, with Hans Hacke's Germania, which is not easily translatable into a performative medium, and with maybe other works. And I think that is just a matter of our own skills and choices we made, you know. Today, maybe this is interesting, we had artist Netko Solakov coming in the pavilion and we were enacting one of his works, the black and white, and he saw it done and he liked it a lot. He like actually liked the way we resolved and we translated his work, which was, for us, I mean, it was really, really nice.
Raluca Voina has worked both with Alexandra Perici and Manuel Pelmus individually. This is the first time they worked together as a group.
Objects propped against the walls throughout the Palazzo delle Exposizioni in the Giardini in 2009.
We had very little time to actually figure it out how we work. We just had to work, basically. And a lot of our work together was really very practical, organizational, so just what to do, how and how quickly. But it's not the first time that we work together, so maybe that helped. So it was kind of different projects, different context. It's obviously quite a challenge to be in this setting and with this representational burden and with dealing with the official authorities in Romania and all that. So it's really a lot of pressure. But I think so far we made it. I don't know. We'll see. There are still a few months to go. But I think I was a bit crazy when when I when I think now back that when I said yes, but then I was very happy or very fortunate that I didn't have to do so much myself, just because they are really professional artists and it made a difference.
Well, the reason that I found it quite easy to work on the level of, you know, like conceptual level and so on, because the starting point was two of our older projects, I mean separate projects, that I think were addressing some of the issues that we are dealing with in this work. Not exactly the same, but you know, they were conceptually in the same area. There was never a moment where it wasn't clear in which direction we go, you know. And then it was to solve, like, for example, we shared choosing works, but then we would kind of discuss it. But it wasn't a question of, like, you know, I would have liked it to do it with I don't know what kind of interpretation, and then Alexandra would have liked to do it in a more low-key aesthetic. It was quite clear how we would proceed, you know. And so in that sense, it wasn't difficult, I would say.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it was a very good mixture, and somehow we were always on the same level of thought, and so. But we come more or less also from the same background, or we know each other for a long time. We just never worked together before, but yes. I think it's a very good group.
And also I would like to say that it really helped that the performers that we worked together with also knew their job somehow. It was this.
And sometimes they also, and this is nice to acknowledge, and if we can, we would say all their names, it would be nice to acknowledge them also, because sometimes they also propose like solutions for enacting works, which is, and it was really nice to work collaborative with them also. And we have our first team of performers, who are Cristiana Anculescu, Mircea Andrei Ghinea, Laura Andrei, Diana Spiridon, Paul Dunca, Benjamin Boar, Matsangos Rolando, Jean-Louis Sterian, Paula Gherghe and Maria Mora.
And some others will come later in the following months.
It's a very, very long Biennale.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
To listen more from the 55th Venice Biennale, go to radiopapese.org archive.